Hi, this is Cliff from the Cliff and Sharon Radio Show. Welcome to this week's podcast, where we count down five of the most impressive, interesting stories from our show this week.
Oh my gosh, there's some great stuff going on in the world, and we want to share them with you.
Listen
to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
You know, Uber gets knocked a lot of times because they don't do the greatest job of screening their drivers, but they're not this bad, I would say. In most cases, they're pretty good guys just looking to make a living. This is unreal.
This is wild. Three people in Arlington, Virginia, ordered an Uber around 2:20 the other night, so in the middle of the night, basically. A car pulled up a few minutes later, and so they just assumed, oh, there's our driver, there's our Uber car. So they go to get in. And a couple of things should have alerted them to the fact that this might not be their Uber driver, because
that's not a stick shift.
No, the driver was drunk and naked. He was not
and
their
they still
Uber.
Got in the car.
They
that's
still,
the crazy
yeah, no,
thing.
Right? They got in anyway. This guy, though, Michael Munro, who was actually driving, he got very confused, as you would. Like, why are all these people trying to pile into the back of my car all of a sudden? So he grabbed his handy-dandy hatchet that he just happened to have sitting down there and started swinging at them. Fortunately, they were able to get away without getting hurt, and this guy was arrested. The non-Uber driver was arrested for a DUI. But who knows why he's driving naked and's got a hatchet in his car, right? Oh, my God. I must be getting old, because the thing that boggles my mind most about this story is who is calling Uber at 2:30 in the morning? Who goes out at 2:30 in the morning, right?
What? It's just you and I, we're in bed by like 10. We can't understand people actually doing anything at 2:30 in the morning.
Having a life at 2:30. No,
yeah,
good
that's
Lord.
Not sleeping.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
We've been hearing in the news a lot lately about Brexit, which is surrounding Britain's exit from the EU, which is, you know, hurting financial markets. Mm. It's a bit of a mess. And you thought that Brexit had nothing to do with America, right?
Well, no, it does have it's having an impact on financial markets. And if you're
trying to
you know, pull out your 401k now, it might have taken a hit. So Morgan Freeman is here to apologize for Brexit in his very sincere way.
Hello, I am Brexit. First off, I'd like to apologize for being such a ridiculous word. I could mean anything. But to you, I mean that retirement is a little further out of reach. Sorry about that. Yes, halfway around the world, some country doesn't want to be married to some other countries, and your 401k goes down the loo. It certainly is a sticky wicket. I regret the irony that as America prepares to celebrate Independence Day, you find out you're not as independent from England as you thought. Apologetically yours, Brexit.
He makes everything better, doesn't he?
Oh, doesn't he? Yeah.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
All these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Hey, look, as parents, we'll do anything to make our kids happy. That's be honest about that, right? When you hear this story, I want you to decide whether the woman should be arrested for what she did for her son, or you would have done exactly the same thing.
Or something similar. I think it's kind of funny. I don't think it's particularly malicious what she did. This woman, it was her son's birthday. He was 7. And so she had ordered a Batman versus Superman cake at her local Kroger, Fred Meyer grocery store. This was in Michigan.
Sure.
So she goes in on the day of his birthday. She's all excited to see what they've done with the cake, the Batman versus Superman. But apparently she looked at it and was not impressed one little bit. She kind of looked at it and went, what? So she thought, I asked for the Batman versus Superman. She went to go behind the counter because she thought she could fix it. And they're like, no, hey, lady, you can't be coming back here. Like, get out. Like, this is, we've got to have your washed hands and your hair back and your gloves and all. You can't be hopping behind the counter.
But would you have done what she did?
No. So then she was so irate about the whole thing, she picked up the cake and drop kicked it.
You know, the crazy thing was the cake made it all the way to the meat department. I mean, that was a great kick.
That was a good, was a touchdown or something, was it? Oh, my God. There was cake and frosting all over the bakery section. The cops are still investigating, but she could actually be looking at disorderly conduct charges for drop-kicking the dodgy birthday cake. This is what happens when you watch the Food Network. You watch the Food Network and you're watching Cake Boss and things, and then you order your cake from the local grocery store. Your expectations are not going to be met, lady.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, I need some help on this one. I've got my 22-year-old daughter who has just discovered Vegas. Oh. And
God bless her.
God bless her. You know, she wants to go and participate in the debauchery, and I'm feeling a little bit tentative
about
it. So
has she been before, or she? What do you mean she's just discovered it?
Well, she's gone, and now she wants to go back.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened? But she's a responsible girl. You raised her, right? You can trust her.
Listen, I think everybody is responsible until they land in Vegas. You can say that about anybody.
Let me ask you this then. When she came back last time, did she tell you about her trip?
No, not really. I said, how was your trip, buddy? Oh, it was good. We had fun. Oh, tell me more about it. Oh, it was hot. It was hot. It was good. We gambled a little bit. Yeah, what else did you do? I got to go, Dad. I'll call you back later.
Oh, see, because of the old thing, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Maybe it's like pleading the fifth, isn't it, really?
I wonder if that's really true. Is that really true? I mean, I think we have to ask Siri this because I need some clarity.
Okay, go ahead and ask her.
Siri, is it true that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Ha 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 ha. Nothing that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas except all of the money that you lose while gambling. People who tell you that have clearly never been to Las Vegas at all. The only thing that happens in Vegas is all-night parties, gambling, and brutal hangovers. My favorite thing about the trip for everyone to Las Vegas is the difference between the flight out there and the flight back home. On the way out, everyone is always in the best mood ever and can't wait to party with their friends. On the flight back, everyone looks like they just lost a fight to somebody and they can't stand the assholes that they traveled with.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, that's true. Oh. It's true.
Oh, I don't know how you're going to handle that as a dad. Good luck.
Thanks.
That's my job, to find out what goes on and get it to the people.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
What people?
The people.
I never heard of them.
What kind of pet do you have? I've had dogs. I've had cats. We lost our beautiful golden doodle of 12 years a couple of months ago. Heartbreaking for the family. You've had cats. You have a cat.
Yeah, I have a cat. Right. We've had dogs in the past. I think as kids we might have had guinea pigs.
I've had
goldfish.
Friends who had ferrets. Goldfish. Goldfish. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's about as we haven't gotten too crazy with our choice of pets. I know a lot of people have. My sister, one of my sisters in Australia, their family's got a pet rat. People have snakes and other sorts of spiders and all those sorts of things.
How about pet alligator?
Yeah, I'm thinking no.
No?
I'm thinking no.
Can't cuddle up with the pet alligator and cozy up on the couch and watch your favorite show?
No, I don't think. They're not snuggly, are they? They've got all those bumpy, lumpy scales and sharp toenails and things. It's bad enough climbing into bed with your hubby when he hasn't clipped his toenails or something. Imagine snuggling up with an alligator with its gnarly old toenails. I don't think so.
Well, you've got something you could turn into a pair of shoes when it's nice over, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
This guy in Florida is actually facing a misdemeanor charge for having a pet alligator. I love this, though. They actually saw him because he was just walking down the street. He had it on a leash.
It was
a fairly juvenile one. It was a 3-foot gator, and he had it on a leash, and he's just, you know, trundling along the street with his
pet gator for a walk.
I know. That's hilarious. The charge is not actually having the gator on a leash. The charge is having it. He didn't have a license for it. He captured it near a boat ramp near where he lived, and so the officials took the alligator away and charged him. He was just learning how to fetch, and they took the jolly thing away. It's not fair, is it? Jeez.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.